It feels weird not doing a character. or a script. Currently it's almost 5 AM where I'm at. I did not sleep because who needs that? And so you're gonna get a sleepy voice. So yeah. I'm gonna answer Rogue Bunny's nosy questionnaire because it looked fun and I saw Hunt do it and I wanted to try it. So I guess I'll start off with question one. What is your favorite holiday and why? My favorite holiday, aesthetically, it's Halloween. I'm a goth bitch, even though I don't have the wardrobe of a goth bitch. Aesthetically, I like it, but I don't like horror movies. They scare me. There's not much reason for for liking Halloween other than maybe wanting to fuck the slashers. If you could live in any cinematic TV or anime universe, what would it be? Transformers, because I wanna fuck the robots. I just wanna fuck the robots. Number three, what is your favorite audio tag to perform / write? Well, I'm still starting off at the moment, and I don't have a full catalog compared to like other people. So I guess it would be rap, because that's what I'm used to doing real life, sorta. yeah, and like I really like doing just playing a character in general is really fun too. Like a script and stuff, because editing can be very, very relaxing to me until I listen to my voice. when it's really, really, really cold outside, what's your favorite meal to eat to warm up? Well, I like pho and I love soup. And, I will typically eat pho. Or my grandmother tends to also make her special chicken soup. She uses preserved limes, and it's very, very yummy, and it's super sour. number five. Can you do a handstand? Nope! Next question. Do you type using the home keys? Absolutely not. Wherever my hand goes, that's where God put it. I just kind of just put wherever I can. seven. What's a skill that you really want to learn? What is a skill that I really want to learn? I haven't thought much about that since I've done a lot of stuff, like trying out and stuff like that. Because since it's like this question's talking specifically about learning, I have taken quite a few classes for instruments and stuff, and I did not like that. So I can't say I want to learn an instrument. I didn't have fun with it. And, if I had to say, I guess, I would really, really want to learn how to do archery. That's something I really wanted to do since I was younger. But my family did not have the money for that, nor did we know anybody who could teach that. What's your favorite type of weather? I like spring because I have asthma, and it's really sensitive to any sort of temperature change, so if it's too hot, I don't like it, and if it's too cold, I don't like it. Yeah, I tend to be a spring person, and not just because I am born in the spring. What was your favorite game to play as a kid? I really, really, really liked Earthbound as a kid. That was my absolute favorite, along with Mother 3, since I was somebody who would learn the tips and tricks and of how to emulate the games. That's the word. So I emulated a bunch of games, and I learned about Mother 3. So since I love really heavy story based games, I fell in love with it damn near instantly. So yeah, that was my favorite as a kid. Waffles or pancakes? Waffles all the way. Waffles are nice when they're fluffy on the inside and crunchy on the outside. Pancakes are nice when they're fluffy and they shouldn't be crunchy. If they're crunchy, then I think that might not even be a pancake. The only issue with that, both of them, is that I can't have maple syrup. So it can't be paired with a classic pairing. Summer or winter? Is it, can I choose neither? Because my asthma does not enjoy either seasons. I'm okay with winter, but my lungs sure do not. And then summer is just hell for both of us, so I guess I'd go with winter if I had to choose. If you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent in another language, what language would it be and why? I think either Cambodian or maybe French, since both of them I have learned, because Cambodian is the second language that I've learned growing up, because I am Cambodian. And I am not fully fluent in that. I can understand it, but I cannot speak it, which is an issue when you live with a Cambodian family. And French, because I do like the way it feels when you speak it. But I am better when it comes to writing it. Even though I learned it in high school, I wanted to continue it. But also, there's a weeb inside me that says, go for Japanese. Because just that weeb in me that says, go for Japanese. And so you don't have to watch anime with the subtitles. But, yeah. Are you a morning shower or a night shower person? I'm usually a morning shower person, because that was my schedule ever since I was a kiddo. Do you consider yourself a don't knock it till you try it person in bed? I don't have much experience hands-on with this, but I would try most things unless I know for sure I do not like it, like pee-pee. And unless I know for sure I won't like it, I will try it, because it would be boring not to experiment things I might not know that I fully liked before. So yeah. Not a question, just say something nice about yourself. I've got some humongous titties. And I think that's the only part of me that I currently like. So, there's that. Say you had a really stressful and crappy day. What do you do to unwind after? I tend to just play video games. Or take a nap. or, you know, eat food. But typically, I just kind of lie on my bed and space out for a long while until I get a notification on my phone with Discord. What are your top three favorite movies? Oh, if I have to say, number one is definitely Spirited Away, because that was my absolute favorite growing up, and I would practically break the DVD just by playing it over and over and over again. And my mom had to lock away some of the movies because I abused it so often. That's number one. Number two, I guess I'd go with Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Was really, really good. And I really admire the director, Edgar Wright, as an editor and stuff. And yep. As for the third movie, I'm still unsure on that part. So as a placeholder, I think I'm just gonna put in Kiki's Delivery Service, because that's a nice classic and it makes me feel good. Is there anything in particular you do in order to get in the mood for recording and writing? I just kinda, because I record very late at night, I don't typically have a mood because I don't, not to break the illusion for anybody, but I don't really do much during the recording because I don't do ramble faps. I'm not that kind of person, and I don't have like a mood to get into. Well, I mean, to record scripts is a different story. It's whenever I record, I have to be in a certain headspace rather than be in a sexy time mood. I just kind of turn into a different headspace, so then I can pretend I'm somebody else. Kind of like actual acting. Yeah. If you were to pick any mythical creature as a pet, which would you pick? Either a unicorn, a dragon, etc. A dragon would be a classic. But, mythical creature. I'm just suddenly thinking of Cerberus right now, but then that wouldn't quite count, would it? It would be a three-headed doggy, and I love doggies so much. a phoenix would be quite pretty to have as a pet, but at the same time, I kind of want them to be sentient, so then I would have a friend, because then they can talk to me and respond to me. So I think I might go with dragon, even though it's kind of boring. What is your go-to movie, watching snack / candy? I don't, the controversial opinion, but I'm not really into popcorn. It gets stuck in my throat, and I don't like it when I get choked, and not in the good way. So, I typically go with chips or pop. And I don't really have much. I just kind of go. Usually, though, it's pop. Just pop. I don't really eat candy during movie. So, yeah. Are you a more extroverted or introverted in person? I am extremely, extremely introverted. I don't like going to parties. And right now, I'm already a little nervous, even though there isn't anybody, but I know there might be some people listening. Because I'm not playing a character, it's a little weird. Plus it's 5 a.m. so I'm in a mood, but not like sexy mood, just a mood. I tend to avoid social gatherings as much as possible and will hide behind my friend before I could even get to any strangers. So, yeah, was your first kiss actually a good one? Here's the thing. I haven't had it yet, so I can't say if it was good or bad yet. So, the update on that later. If I find anybody, that is. Other than basic things like your wallet, phone, etc., is there something you'll try not to leave home without? If so, what is it? What do I take with me? Oh, right! I, for some reason, always seem to bring my hornet, little knitted friend hornet from Hollow Knight, because my friend bought it for me as a present, and I always seem to forget that she's in my purse, so then I just kind of bring her around with me. She kind of goes on a little adventure. So I think that would be... Next question is, what is a non-sexual act someone can do that you find very attractive? There's a lot of things that a person can do that isn't sexual that I find very attractive. For example, little things. I'll start off with one little thing, is that if you were to, door frame, if you were to just kind of put your hands at the very top, if you're tall enough, and just casually talk to me, that's very nice, is all I'm gonna say about that. And, cooking is always a very sexy activity. And, strangely enough, I do like watching when people are very focused in an activity, because you get to see their furrowed face, and it's cute because they can sometimes make a scrunchy face. And trying to think of other stuff, but I cannot at the moment. So I guess onto the last question. Name a song you never get tired of hearing. I have a weird relationship with songs, where I change songs either every couple seconds, or I will go play a song on loop for 8 hours. It's either one or the other, and almost never in between. So I guess the songs that I don't really get tired of hearing is any song from Snail's House, which is very comforting to hear up into their lo-fi stuff. I think that's all the questions. Hopefully this does not sound like this feels really weird to be talking that and not in character at 5 a.m. All I gotta say is, I love you, Bunny, and thank you for the fun questions. Bye-bye, everybody.